From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting, saying that Iran is not living up to the spirit of a two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers. U.S. President Donald Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy toward Tehran in light of what he says is their non-cooperative nature.
We got weak inspections in exchange for no more than a purely short-term and temporary delay in Iran's path to nuclear weapons. What is the purpose of a deal that, at best, only delays Iran's nuclear capability for a short period of time? This, as President of the United States, is unacceptable.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling the United States out of the 2015 deal. Canadian Joshua Boyle, his wife and children, returned to Canada after being freed from the Haqqani Network captivity by the Pakistan military, acting on a U.S. tip. Boyle spoke to reporters after landing in Canada about his family's losses.
The stupidity and the evil of the Haqqani Network's kidnapping of a pilgrim and his heavily pregnant wife, engaged in helping ordinary villagers in Taliban-controlled regions of Afghanistan, was eclipsed only by the stupidity and evil of authorizing the murder of my infant daughter, Martyr Boyle.
The Haqqani Network is Afghanistan's affiliate of Taliban. They abducted the Boyles while they were in Afghanistan in a 2012 backpacking trip. UN envoys from Britain and France called for Myanmar authorities to translate promises into action to end violence and create the conditions for the return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslim refugees. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials now urging Kurdish and Iraqi forces gathered on the outskirts of the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk to tone everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. Scores of civilians have fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into the city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State militants. Hundreds of civilians have been streaming out of Raqqa in the past few days from the remaining neighborhoods held by IS. They are taking advantage of a slowdown in the fighting by coalition troops meant to help civilians safely evacuate. Residents say local IS fighters have been surrendering in recent weeks, but still hold a few areas of the city, including the stadium and National Hospital. Coalition officials say that IS militants are still holding some civilians captive to use as human targets. Raqqa, on the banks of Euphrates River, is the de facto capital of the Islamic State fighters. European Union leaders could hand British Prime Minister Theresa May an olive branch and deadlock Brexit negotiations next week by launching their own internal preparations for transition to a new relationship with Britain.
The European Union's Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, declaring they were at an impasse.
This week we worked in a constructive spirit. We clarified certain points, without, however, making any great steps forward.
An internal draft document suggests free trade talks could begin in December. And if May ups her offers on divorce terms, the EU will be ready to crack on straight away. On Friday, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Britain must commit to paying what it owes to the EU before talks can begin, and explained with new problems being found every day, the process will take longer than thought.
That's Reuters' Scarlett Satanovich reporting. Wildfires raging in the so-called wine country of the U.S. state of California appear to be combing and combining into one giant fire. The local fire chief says that his firefighters are facing more dry, windy conditions, which create a firefighting challenge. The blazes north of the city of San Francisco have killed 31 people since Sunday, while no one has yet heard from nearly half of the 900 people officially listed as missing. Authorities in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, believe a mass shooter who targeted a country music concert in the city 2 weeks ago intentionally fired on a pair of nearby aviation fuel tanks. This news comes as police continue trying to sort out the basic information and facts surrounding the incident in which 58 people were killed and nearly 500 wounded. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.